Hey, thanks for tuning in. I'm Sharita, and this is Spaz. Hey, y'all, what's good? Long time no speak, per usual. I mean, it is what it is. I do appreciate you guys for tuning in when I do post. It really doesn't go unnoticed. I can't thank you guys enough. I always want to make sure that I give gratitude and I give my thanks because it's my baby and I really, really appreciate the patience. I really appreciate the support. It's everything to me. Like I said, it doesn't matter if I got 5 people listening to 100, to 1,000, to thousands. It doesn't matter. I'm just really, really grateful. I just be getting the birds off my chest. Anywho, this week's episode is going to be about living in the present, living in the moment. If you guys is curious to know about how I feel about that or where I stand with that, let's go ahead and continue. Let's go.
God, come on. What is taking so long? Talking about he may not come when you want him, but he's right on time. What time is it? What time is it? What time?
Oh my God, what a word. That was a word. What's good, you guys? What's up, beautiful people? Welcome to Spaz. Hi, good people. How's it going? How's everybody doing? Today's not going to be a long spaz, but it's going to be a spaz. I just wanted to come on and speak with you guys, touch bases, do a quick little, follow up, a little something real quick and simple and easy. Ain't too much to really spaz about now because I actually have to go ahead and start ordering books and whatnot. So it ain't going to be a long session today. But anywho, y'all, I just wanted to come on and holler at my beautiful people, see what was popping, was good. Get my raspy voice on the mic real quick. I wonder, how many of you guys feel like my voice is not too scratchy, you guys, because on Everything I Love, I did a couple recordings in the morning. And I delete that shit because, I sound like a man in the morning. I mean, my voice is naturally, scratchy and raspy. It is what it is. I seen a meme before that said that normally bad girls, pretty girls, or dope girls, whatever the case may be, nothing's never perfect with them. They're either crazy as fuck, deep voices, and some other shit. And I was like, God damn. I'm pretty confident, I think I'm a pretty, decent chick. I'm a dope girl, and I definitely got a raspy-ass voice, and I definitely have some crazy-ass moments in my life. Your girl is definitely calmed down. Shit just ain't worth it, but I don't know. I just randomly thought about that because I be listening to myself in the mic and my little headphones, and I be like, damn, I wonder, does my voice offend people? Do I really give a fuck? Nope. Anywho, moving forward. So y'all wanted to come on and touch bases. I wanted to really come and clarify. Last time I spoke with you guys, I told you all that I was practicing celibacy. What I really should have said it and worded was I have been abstaining from sex. I'm choosing to abstain from sex. I don't see point in having any more pointless sex. That's where I'm at right now until further notice from the Most High. That's where I stand on that. I just wanted to make sure that I was coming politically correct because celibacy could be misconstrued with being from a religion's take and a religion standpoint. And that's just not where I'm at. I have been attending the women's Bible group that I told you guys about a couple weeks ago, last week or whatever the case may be. Last time I spoke to you guys, I believe I brought that up. And that's been going really good. Really, really good. As I said, it's perfect because it's a month. It's me easing my way back into fellowship. Because I'm a firm believer in knowing that I can praise God and worship and pray here in my home. But that's where that goes. But I don't want that to be misconstrued that I'm on some, praise Jesus Bible talk shit. That's just not where it's at. That's not what it's at. No shade, nothing against people who are out here, doing that or doing it for religious purposes or who are thumping the Bible. Ain't nothing wrong with that. I grew up thumping the Bible, so it's all good. So with that being said, I just want to go ahead and make sure that I clarify that up really, really quickly. But what's good, beautiful people? What's popping? What's new? How's life? How's everything going? How the baby's doing? How's the baby daddies, the wives, the husbands, the drugs, the weed, the gun, all that, you know? I have been just practicing on staying present. And that's actually what I want to talk about. I've just been practicing staying in the moment, living within the presence and focusing solely on the present time that I'm here with. I don't know, one day I just woke up and was like, you know what, looked around, you know, of course you guys, I live on my own. You guys know I sit with myself all the time solo, but I don't know, one morning I just sat up and was just extremely grateful for where I was in the now, in the moment. Now, I've definitely been a firm believer in being in the presence. Actually, you know, Erykah Badu has spoke on that one time, remaining in the presence, and that's how she keeps her peace of mind, her sanity. And I 100% agreed with that. However, it is so easy to get distracted. For me personally, it's I get easily distracted from other people's bullshit, which I have definitely cut to a major limit. I don't force myself to make ways to see people who don't make ways to see me. I don't force my thoughts to overthink certain situations that I know that I have no control over. I just believe in leaving it up with the utmost, and it will work out in due time and in the presence. Not to say that that's easy for me, because I do panic. I am a panicker. I stress my own stuff out. My own thoughts put me in my own anxiety. And this moment, this morning that I'm telling you guys about, I just woke up and that had to stop. It just really had to stop because, you know, a mother of a bitch was hair was getting all dried up and just stressed out. And, you know, felt like my skin wasn't glowing like how it should. And I had to really sit in peace. Like, wait a minute. Let me hold, pause, rewind. Let me get a grip on this. Let me get a full grip on the moment. And that's when I had to really remember that it's really, really, it's enough for me to just focus on the now one day at a time. One day at a time. That's the best way. That sounds like an addict. You know, I'm just walking through one day at a time. But it really, honestly, it is a form of an addiction of me just being addicted to my own thoughts. And your thoughts can fucking kill you. Your thoughts can drive you crazy. You can literally tell yourself a whole bullshit lie and trick yourself into believing it, like really, really believing it. And that's sick. You know what I'm saying? But if you're in tune with yourself and you kind of trick yourself, especially, you know, people like me who, you know, spend a lot of time solo, you be doing your own little thing and whatnot. You don't, when you get in people's presence, you know, you may freak out like, oh, I'm overdoing my welcome. Da, da, da. Even though I really do hate that, I don't like feeling like I'm overdoing my welcome. I will dismiss myself real quick before you ever think that you can dismiss me. That's just not, I don't move like that. But, you know, there is times where people will have to like stop me like, yo, like I'm not even like, you know, rushing or putting you out. And it's just literally in my head. Why is it in my head? I don't even know, because I'm not even getting that type of energy most of the time. And I'm a pretty decent energy reader. I definitely feel vibes like no other. You don't got to tell me anything. I'm going to definitely peep that out, seek it. And I'm a, you know, I'm going to act upon it and I'm going to move in whatever way is a healthy way for me to move in that time. So I had to really sit and be like, nah, like, you killing yourself, Smalls, like for what? You know what I'm saying? Be great. Just be great in the now. Enjoy the moment that we're in right now. Every day I wake up, I'm blessed. There's air in my lungs. I'm moving. I got 2 feet, 2 legs, 2 arms, 5 fingers, 10 fingers, 10 feet, 2 ears, 2 eyes. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just certain things that I got to be really, really grateful for. I know me personally, I like to sit with music most times, because as you guys know, my parents are deaf. They can't enjoy the sound of music or the sound of the ocean, the drift of the wind. It's certain things that I personally naturally really do take upon myself to truly, truly enjoy, be grateful for, because I feel like I gotta live really, really grateful, because I know for a fact that there's people who can't enjoy that simply being because my parents is a part of that crew. So that being said, I've always had moments of, you know, going back to that, but I got to a point to where, you know, I was like, nah, this is it. That's all. This is, that's all. I just want to be focused in the now. I don't want to overthink things anymore. I don't want to stress myself out. I do not overthink things at work. I've been stopped overthinking things in that place. You know what I'm saying? I just let shit flow. I think that it can come off, because I do have that type of a personality, that it can possibly come off very, very nonchalant or disrespectful to an extent, depending on who the people are. It just sucks that the people who get that vibe from me, obviously you're not really in tune. And so you misread it and you paint your own picture, or maybe you, I mean, I don't know. Like, I really don't even focus on what the fuck they feel about that kind of stuff when it comes down to the workplace. I just come there, do what I got to do, and go, and just be grateful. I'm learning how to just be grateful that right now, that in fact is paying the bill. You know what I'm saying? And then when the time is right, and in that moment, and it will be right, that in that moment, something greater will be presented to me. And I pretty much feel that way overall in life, with dating, everything. And I'm not in a rush. You know, it definitely is a fear sometimes. I have like a quick moment of thinking like, damn, only because things are so different in today's world. Sometimes I do psych myself out like, man, like, am I gonna be single forever? You know what I'm saying? Am I not gonna have children? Will my mom and my dad never see what my reproduction will look like? You know what I'm saying? Like, and honestly, if that's the will, then that's, let it be done. You know what I'm saying? Because at this moment, right now, I don't see it happening, and that's okay, because that it just ain't the time. And this present moment is absolutely not the time. I like to sit still and focus on 5 things that I am happy about. Not only like grateful about, like truly happy about, you know. And I have been really, really focusing on reminding myself when I find myself getting any kind of a worked up or disappointed or working my thoughts up or anything that's just damn near absurd, like literally, you know, because I'm not lying to y'all when I say it's in my head 9 times out of 10. Well, 7.5 times out of 10, you know what I'm saying? The thoughts be in your head. And like I said, I have my moments. I played that clip earlier because that was a real clip. That was a real moment. Not me. I don't know the girl. Shout out to the girl who did that, because it was so funny, because I can truly relate to that. I have had moments. I have had real moments solo in my car, whether it be me driving to whatever destination, whether it be me sitting in my car on my lunch or my break. Yes, I'm one of those weirdos that goes to my car and eats lunch, because I get tired of being distracted or bothered in the break room, even when I have earphones on. Y'all, if y'all do that shit to people, you disrespectful as fuck, and you need to really knock it out, cut it out. But I've had moments where I've like literally yelled out that, like, God, like, when are you gonna come? Like, what's happening? Like, you know, I've had those moments, and in those same moments, I've had to sit still. Sometimes you'll hear me say that quite often. I always say, peace be still, because I'm the kind of person, I have to tell myself that, peace be still. And when I say that, I'm really silencing my whole mood, my whole energy, my thoughts. I'm silencing everything, because at this point, I need silence. And it could be, I'm talking about literally, I can break out on that peace be still in a fucking crowd. I'm talking about a crowd, and I'll just kind of revert myself, kind of step back. And I'm literally, these people front on the side of me, behind me, whatever. Peace be still. And if I feel the need to say it out loud, whether they can hear me say it or not, I'm going to say it. If I feel like I'm having an anxiety attack, I'm going to say it. You know what I'm saying? Because like I said, most times it's probably my mind playing tricks on me. But seriously, it's literally probably my mind playing tricks on me. And it definitely, I struggle with that. That's a struggle for me. And so one of the main things that I've been focused on right now is living in the moment, having fun, being happy. It doesn't take much for me personally to have fun, especially girl. I mean, y'all, I'm out here balling on the budget, and I'm happy with it. You know, I found, you know what I'm saying? So in the past and in the present, I have found myself sometimes being really, really frustrated financially, especially because, you know, your girl likes to shop. And I had to really think, like, that's an extra. That ain't no what for what. You know what I'm saying? I can't tell you the last time I treated myself to a mani-pedi. I can't wait till I do. You know what I'm saying? I think that's very important. I think it's important for a girl to keep up with herself. But when things got to get done, and goals got to get met. That's where we at. You know what I'm saying? Things got to be shut down. You know, there's certain things that I just, you know, whatever, like, you know, so it doesn't take me much to do. So having fun for me can just be sitting in my home, cleaning and playing my music, recording myself, doing some stupid shit, dancing to some music, playing my grandmother's records, you know, just some other shit, you know, and I'm happy with that. I'm so happy with that. Everything doesn't have to be publicized. That's another thing. Like, I want to, day by day, I'm accomplishing little things. I'm talking about little things, the littlest things, because baby steps are steps. You feel me? Like, short, small steps are steps. Your girl got long legs. As y'all know, I'm 6 foot. So my steps are big steps. You know what I'm saying? But even my big steps ain't getting me, can frustrate me for not getting to my destination quick enough. I can't even stress that enough. But at the same time, I'm getting there. I've definitely learned how not to. It's so funny because I feel like the more that I've been noticing and being very aware of certain things that I choose to share and certain things I just kind of want to work on and accomplish in silence, that's when people start coming and asking all kind of questions, because people truly do believe that if you're not speaking about it, or that if you're not posting it or sharing it or whatever the case may be, or you're not, you know, just exposing your thoughts or your plans or whatever, you ain't doing shit. I'm here to tell you that's absolutely false. I wish that people would go more back to the 90s when we didn't have all these gizmos and gadgets and, you know, all the likes and all that kind of stuff. And you just focused on you. Life was so much better and happier at that time. It's kind of hit and miss with the whole bully thing and, you know, as far as exposing certain things and whatnot. But I mean, I don't know. Things are just really, really simple, really, really simple. And I'm really focusing on that. Kind of going back to happiness on a childlike level. And back then, your average kid, it didn't take much for a kid to be happy. You know what I mean? And I had to remember, we all have an inner child in us. And, you know, I have to remember that inner child in me, in Sherita. And I have to sometimes pause myself and go back to the basics. And when I say, y'all, that I've been going back to the basics, y'all, I'm talking about down to my natural hair routine. I've been going down back to the basics. I've been getting back into routine, literally sticking to my routine. I may not be consistent with spaz. That's to come. But I'm getting back to getting into routine little by little, because routine sometimes tend to bore me. And I'm aware of that with myself. And so if I'm aware of that on myself, I got to change the narrative. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, these chapters in my life, I'm the author. Plain and simple, I'm the author. And that also means that if I feel the need to sit back and take me a break, because that's what I feel like doing, y'all already know what's up. I'm not finna explain that. I'm going to take that motherfucking break. Period. Period, point blank. I'm going to take the break, and there is no need for an explanation, anything like that. Get with it, get over it, get lost. Who cares? It is what it is, because at the end of the day, I'm the one living in this body, taking care of this body, and this body and me has to get through life together, you know, until the most says, come home. You know what I mean? And that's, I have a long ways until that happens. I definitely know that there's a purpose for me, which is why I know that those baby steps that I'm taking is going to be worth it, because like I said, I know for a fact there is a purpose for me. And that frustration that you guys heard that girl was talking about, you know what I'm saying? When she said, what time is it? What is it? Whatever she was saying. I got to go back and listen to that off mic, because that shit is so funny to me. I'm not going to lie. It's so funny because it's such a raw, uncut, unfiltered, real moment. If I could have hugged her, I would have hugged her, because I was a real nigga on that mic yelling. I mean, in her phone yelling. I mean, it was what it was. And I felt it, because like I said, I too have been there. I have really been there before, literally on that level, just screaming. And what y'all don't know is your girl sounds like a straight man when she screams. My scream is real life, like, oh, I don't have a scream. I can't scream like a girl. I've always been afraid to like get scared because I can't scream. I ain't got no cute little high-pitched tone voice. I'm not even about that life. My scream is like real life. Let me check me out, y'all. Y'all hear my voice. I got a very scratchy, raspy voice. And so I can't. That's just not my forte. But I understand that frustration. And it's not to blame. Like, and I had, you got to understand that. Like, you can't blame the utmost. You can't blame God. You can't blame the universe for what you're doing. I have been monitoring my thoughts. I think that's probably been one of my hardest things, because what people fail to realize is what you think has already existed. What you think, your thoughts have already manifested, because your thoughts has already been put out into the universe, literally, like your thoughts. And I have to really remember that. My sister's always getting on me about her father. Me and my sister's, me and my nephew's father do not have the best of relationship. At the end of the day, I'm always going to look at him as family. He gave me two amazing gifts. That's actually part of the problem. He doesn't really understand that, how much I love my nephews. Like, maybe in his mind, he thinks I need to be in my place, but my nephews are everything to me. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I think that that is taken for granted. When it comes to sometimes my sister and him, you know, I feel a certain way. It's a very special place in my heart for my nephews. My sister's always been a nonchalant ass person. I don't care. I mean, she's my sister. I know her dearly. I know her. Like, you know, she could be very nonchalant. I ain't never been a nonchalant person like that. I'm nonchalant to an extent. If you know me, then you know there's a lot of things that I'm nonchalant about. And when I'm not nonchalant about, I do speak on it. You will know. It won't be a surprise. You'll know. You know what I'm saying? Therefore, it ain't no disrespect when I'm really, like, you know, letting you know what it is, because I've already told you what it was. I'm that kind of a person. But back to the subject is, when I be saying little things like, oh my God, like, I'm just tired of being broke, da 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 da, like, you know, I'm having my moments and I'm just complaining, or damn, like, I hella want to do this and I can't, like, it's just not an adult, it's not a smart thing to do, like, I really need to, you know, prioritize better, like, you know, especially she's my sister, I tell everything, we have our talks. But one thing that she has said before in the past, is she'd be like, yo, like, oh boy ain't never, when I say oh boy, I'm not going to mention his name, but oh boy has never told me, he said that he's never used that term broke. And that was deep. And I was like, damn, you know, that makes sense. You know what I'm saying? Because what you speak manifests, that happens. You know what I'm saying? And so that's one thing I had to really, it made sense. And if y'all know anything to me that makes sense, I'm locking down. It's as simple as that. Like, it makes sense. Oh, okay, man, I'm finna really store that in my mind. And that makes sense to me. And although it's easy to talk, because you could just be talking shit, you know what I'm saying? You could just be sitting around having a conversation talking shit, but you really have to be careful on the things that you say and the things that you think. You just do, because what you think and what you say really does come to light. And so when I have moments where I feel like I need to stroll on the internet or anything like that, I'm really, really conscious of what I see, what I'm strolling, what I'm, you know, putting in my mind, what are my thoughts. What I'm writing down. I'm always driving by cute neighborhoods and homes that I think will be great to live in. And it's not even so like, oh, I want to be here. You know what I mean? I feel like my heart is already, my desires are already there. You already know what's up. It's just, I want a home. And so I may, if I can't virtually go out of town or out of state where I see myself could possibly be living, that's what I do. I want to be married one day. So I may, I follow a lot of, and then that's another thing, social media. Social media, what does your page say about you? What does your page say about you? Like, if you're strolling through your page, like, what would somebody feel about you when they see your page? That's something that we should think about. I'm just going to throw that out there. I'm not going to really go into that, but that's hella random, but that's something I want to talk about one of these days. But anywho, I follow certain pages that are inspiring to me. I love love. I genuinely love love. I love to see love. Ain't nothing, for the record, there is nothing more beautiful to me than Black love. It never will be. It's something that is completely untouched to me, simply because that was forbidden. And I don't care who's listening to my podcast who is non-Black. And they again, here she go with that Black shit. Yeah, here I go. Here I go. There I went. There, that's where I'm going to stay. So if you're offended, it is what it is. Honestly, let me just go ahead and address it. Maybe the same for you. You know what I'm saying? Let's put that out there. Maybe the same for you, because I'm never going to change that. I am who I am, and that's a part of me. And if you guys are here supporting me, then it shouldn't be an issue. You shouldn't be offended. It's as simple as that. Because I get tired of hearing little punk shit about that too, little slide ass comments about that too. So let's just go on ahead and put the elephant in the room. If you don't, if you tired of me talking about that, this ain't for you. I'm gonna just say that right here, right now, because I'm not gonna be apologizing for that. I'm not addressing that shit no more either. Anywho, there's nothing more beautiful to me than black love simply because it was forbidden. It was forbidden. We could not love each other. We could not, you know, enjoy our man or enjoy having children with each other. We had to get permission to love on each other at one point in time in our particular history. Therefore, it's very powerful to me. Black love is so powerful to me. It is. Love is powerful in general. I don't care what type of love it is I'm here for, whether you gay, you straight, you black, you white, you Asian, you Mexican, whatever. I'm not really with the whole you're orange or black. That's so fucking clown to me, because we are not orange. We are not black, except that one little bitch in that White House out there in D.C. Yeah, we don't know what he's doing. But anywho, we're not orange, black, purple. I mean, we're not black, you know, I mean, excuse me. We're not purple, blue people. You know what I'm saying? We do have our ethnicities, and it is important to embrace that. But anywho, so I follow a lot of, like, you know, love pages. I on my Pinterest is all about, like, you know, I have pages where I watch, you know, I look at, like, decor. I want to work on eating healthy, so I follow you know, pages that are showing, like, you know, healthy recipes, or if I'm inspired by certain girls' body, natural bodies for the record, I'll follow them. You know, I'm just really I pay attention to what I'm exposing my eyes to. You know what I'm saying? Because it matters. It's as simple as that. The shit matters. And I want to make sure that things, when I am strolling, because we all stroll, period. We all stroll. We all have some type of a sick addiction to social media and to our phone. Social media is powerful. Y'all see how they acting up over here about these little Chick-fil-A and Popeyes and all that? Popeyes have been sold out of their chicken sandwiches lately. You know what I'm saying? All because of social media, because things are trending. Trends are real. Trends are so powerful and they're so real. It doesn't take that much to go viral. Anything can just hit, and it can just, that's why this generation, the ones who, it's kind of sucks and it's sick that they own their phones the way that they are. But this generation got a whole nother benefit to that. You know what I'm saying? Because it's so many good things that social media could lie as well. But I'm just in a point where I'm really, really conscious of what I follow. It doesn't, for me, I do clean up on my social media all the time. You could be my partner that I truly love. If I feel like you constantly posting negative shit about fuck what your baby daddy talking about, or your baby mama ain't shit, da 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 da, or these niggas ain't shit, or these bitches ain't shit, da 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 da, they hating on me, and y'all, yeah, you wish you had it like this, your nigga all in my DM, woo woo, I'm real life unfollowing you. As simple as that. I'm just gonna push that button. We've already had this conversation before too, y'all. Come on now, spazzers. Y'all already know what's up. We talked about this and it ain't changed. But at this point, I just find myself following more pages like that. We all know, if you follow my social media, you guys know I love quotes. Any quotes, I got all kind of, I think every girl and guys, I'm not gonna exclude y'all. I know y'all be out here with a folder of screenshots and shit too. We ain't the only ones out here doing it. But you know, that's just something I've been really, really cautious of lately as well. And it's been working. I be at work. If I don't got nothing nice to say, I don't speak. It's as simple as that. I don't speak. Like, I don't care who you are. I just sit in my thoughts. I'm quiet. I'm putting my music on and it's a vibe. And that's that. And it's a vibe in Sharita's world. And I'm okay with that. So those are some things that I've been definitely trying to practice and, you know, just make sure that that's in a very, very present point in my life, that that is a major factor and a big deal to me, because it matters and it helps. So that's been one factor. You know, another thing that I've been really, really focused on is making sure that I have been spreading as much love as I want to receive to people. Let's be clear. To people that I feel matter, simply because I feel like I matter to them and they matter to me. And so it's important for me to make sure that I let them know, because, you know what I'm saying? Tomorrow ain't promised. You know, it just, it's not promised. It's never has been promised. And I think that we are so entitled. I think that we all go to sleep within our mind. We have like this, we just feel like we're guaranteed to wake up. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing wrong with that. You should feel that way. We should, because we just talked about the power of the mind and the thoughts and whatnot. So yeah, we should go to bed and feel like we're all going to wake up. But at the same time, the reality of it is, man, like, so many young people, like 30s, 40s, even 20s, are like not in the best health or whatever, or in perfect health and are just dying randomly. And that's scary. To me, that's so scary. That's not even a cool, I don't know what to do with that. So I've been definitely trying to, you know, definitely spread more love. I've been focused on being way more open, expressing and showing my personality. So many people think I have no personality. That's quite awkward, yet quite okay. But I don't know. I think the resting bitch face for me is real, unfortunately. And I don't mean any harm. It's just how I look. I remember once, I think I talked about that. Yeah, I did talk about that. My BG told me one time, like, yo, like, you don't look like you're happy. This dude just gave you a compliment. And I was like, I thought I looked happy. You know what I'm saying? But I can't really, I don't see, I don't have a mirror in front of me at all times to really know. But I have to really focus on that. And I'm, you know, I'm trying my best to just move a little slower and make sure that I'm showing that love and asserting it. I do something called Friend Friday on my page. It's not something that I do every Friday like I would like to. As more and more of my friends or people that I know open their businesses, and yo, so many of my friends have been opening up their businesses. Shout out to my sis, Chrissy. She's coming out with her little, what is it? Chrissy's Mini Treats, Sweet Treats. I'm definitely going to look it up so I can make sure that I shout that out correctly. You guys know that I played one of my girls rapping on my podcast before, Ange. I got another partner, T, who does Culinary Dropout. My boy Emmett just came out with a pancake line that I fuck with. I got a partner named Mo that opened up a coffee shop. You know what I'm saying? Like, big moves, big moves. My girl Deb is out here about to start vlogging her ownership and trying to make it in an expensive ass Bay Area. I got my boy and my other partner, they're gonna be coming out with their own business, something to do with like a barbershop. That's gonna be pretty dope. My BG Lolo out here killing it. She has a really, really dope YouTube. As a matter of fact, you guys go check that out. Subscribe. It's called Sitting Pretty. That's my BG Lolo, one of my best friends. Check her out. Started from the bottom. Now she here. Chrissy's Mini Treat. That's what it's called. Chrissy Mini Treats. Sweets. Sorry, sis. Chrissy's Mini Sweets. I'm just really, really proud of that. And it matters to me to make sure that I let them know, that I genuinely let them know. It matters to me to send out random regular texts that's like, I'm talking about really random. I mean, I've always done that. I've always been like that. I randomly just send a text like, you just crossed my mind. And I wonder, you just ran across my mind is typically when I say, because it's literally, somebody would just literally run across my mind. But when I text, that's always the Jill Scott melody in my head when I hear it. Melanie, you just ran across my mind. Anywho, I wish I could sing, you guys. I really wish that I could sing. I really do wish that I had a good vocal. A lot of people, because my voice is scratchy, people have always asked me, can I sing or have I sang? And it's weird, but you know, if you really think about it, a lot of dope singers do have a pretty scratchy voice. And so it's kind of crazy that people will say or think like that. But I definitely probably should have took some kind of vocal lessons. I think I would have enjoyed that. I think that would have been a pretty nice little hobby or whatever, maybe even a passion, whatever. But it's really important to me to, you know, definitely give my friends their roses while they're here. Plain and simple, because I want my roses while I'm here. You know what I'm saying? And I also want to stop, be patient and be still and enjoy God's roses while I'm on this earth. Because at the end of the day, he put natural eye candy on this earth for us to really enjoy. And when it just comes down to nature, and I personally love nature. It's a Sagittarius to me. I love outdoors. I love nature. It doesn't get any better. I can sit if it's a nice day. And I ain't talking about like hot as fuck, sun all on me, burning me up. No. I'm talking about like just a nice day. I can sit in a park all day with a nice sandwich. Me, knowing me, how I move, I'm bringing some wine and I'm sitting out there and I'm chilling. I'm just chilling. I'm just at peace. I'm bringing my music and I'm just peaceful. I like to see kids play and be normal, things like that. So I'm just trying to, you know, just really enjoy life for what it is. No less, no more, no nothing. I don't need permission to do that. You know what I'm saying? It is my birthright. And it's a gift that I have every single day that I wake up, that it's a new day for me to really sit still and just enjoy it in the now. Back to living in the present. But, you know, what I need to work on actually is getting my family, like my cousins that are still around, or we need to really get together yearly. Because that's something that needs to be done. I need to make sure that I spread love to family, family first. I think that in today's day and age, family gets washed out. It just does. Like, people put friends over family like it's nothing all the time. And I know because I've done it. I do it. You know what I'm saying? Especially because, and I'm not even that far from my family, y'all. Like, I live about an hour away from my family. The Bay is like an hour away from where I live in the Valley. But my family is so different. Like, especially my mom, my mom's side is when I refer to with that. Because my mom's side is who I was mainly raised with. And then I was raised with my dad's side, you know, here and there. Particularly my cousins. My grandmother definitely made sure that me and my cousins and my sister, that we were really, really tight coming up. We were kind of raised like siblings, if anything. Especially me, my cousin, Reesh, and my sister. Like, we're super close. Like, she's like literally like a little sister, not a little cousin. I love her dearly. She's literally like a little mini me and Mary. It's sick, but it's dope as fuck though. Like, I know she's going to be good. When she went away, I was comfortable with her going away at this point in her life. She tried to pull that shit when she was a little bit younger, but motherfucker wasn't ready. I think now that she's a grown woman, she knew she wasn't ready, but now she's 100% ready and I 100% supported her. Love you, cousin. I know you're going to listen. I love you. I love you dearly. But, I want to definitely make sure that I start focusing on that as well, making more time for my family and really getting together and planning things. All of us, you know, the cousins that I do have, and making that a point, because at the end of the day, you make a point to go see your partners, you know what I mean? But so it's important to make a point for family and getting family together and whatnot. I have to be better with that. My brother, well, that's a whole nother thing. He's in the hole. My brother's young, so he's living his life. He doesn't really, because he wasn't raised with us, he doesn't know us well. I don't think it matters to him whether he comes around or not, which is a problem. That shit bothers the fuck out of me. But you know what I'm saying? Time will heal that as well. But again, I'm just trying to assert my peace. I'm just trying to assert my peace. Peace be still, because it ain't easy, y'all. It's an everyday struggle. Okay. I got to be wrapping this up in a minute. But what's new? Y'all, I went to my first Raider game about a week or two ago. I went to my first Raiders game and tailgated. Tailgating is a lot of work. Shout out to you tailgaters out there that do that shit on the regular. Like, for every football season, you guys are out there faithfully tailgating. That is work. I definitely enjoyed it. I can't wait to do it again. My coworker took me, and I had the best time. I really enjoyed it. She's actually one of my coworkers that I actually really can fuck with outside of work. I don't really like fuck with all coworkers outside of work, because I don't like just talking about work all day. I don't want to be in this place. I don't really care for this place. And so why the hell would I want to talk about this in my free time? So I'm really, really particular about who I kick it with outside of work and why not. But anywho, I had a great time at the Raiders game. Besides my contact, your girl is practicing wearing contacts and stuff now. Don't do it on a daily. As you guys know, I do wear specs and I enjoy my cute little specs. I've always wanted them, and the ones I have are super cute. I love them. But your girl does wear contacts here and there now, and one of them like fucking popped out in the red, like literally popped out of my eye when I was out about with my coworkers at this Raider game, and I just couldn't take it. I don't know if it was because my eyes are all dry because of the weed. My eyes don't really get dry because of weed, though. They get red. But whatever. That happened. That was something. Went to my grandmother's old stumping grounds that she used to go to back in the days. That's new. I've been on a few dates. The dates were kind of awkward. One of the guys in the middle of my date busted out in a rap. That was quite different. If that's what you guys are doing in 2019, hey, I guess so. That was interesting. So that's been going on. I'm looking forward to more dates. You know, I learned a lot about myself in these random stranger dates that I've been going on. As you guys know, like I said before, I never was the type to like really date strangers. Strangers don't approach me. You know, you guys, honestly, for the record, I think it's time for me just to admit and to acknowledge that I be friend zoned. A lot of people friend zone me. You know what I'm saying? I don't know why. I don't know if I care. You know what I'm saying? But I get friend zoned. I think it's just because of my personality. I don't know if they think I expect too much or I look like, I mean, you know, that I would want too much, or I don't know. I speak my mind. I don't settle. I'm not too sure if that's intimidating. I do think that has a lot to do with how I carry myself. And then me being a tall girl, black woman, that doesn't help at all. But I do. And when I really think about it, I really do get friend zoned a lot. Or I get a lot of people always telling me that, you know, they'll tell me like when I'm in a relationship is when people really be like, oh, you know, should I always liked you, but I never knew how to hit you or, you know, how to come at you. Y'all, man, not even on a shoot your shot. I'm here for it. Not even on that level, but always shoot your shot, you guys. You never know what's going to happen. And I'm not saying just shoot your shot in a relationship. Y'all want that job, you know what I'm saying? Shoot your shot with that. Network on that. You see, you and girls, your ladies, you feeling the way about, oh boy, shoot your shot. Shoot your shot. You know what I'm saying? And vice versa with the guys. Like, there's no need. Time is not promised to us. You know what I'm saying? So, again, live in the present. Live in the moment. Shoot it now. You never know what's going to happen. You know, what's the worst that can happen? You know what I mean? You want to go on a date. You want to get to know somebody. You know what I'm saying? Ask them out. Ask them out. You know what I'm saying? We're not asking you to ice us out right there on that date. You know what I'm saying? Just take them out, get to know them. You know, maybe you guys will work out. I mean, who knows? Who cares? You know what I mean? It's a moment. Live in it. You know what I mean? Enjoy it. Enjoy that moment, because you're probably not going to get that feeling back, because we're not going to get back 5 minutes from now. So it's okay to live forward and move forward. You know, y'all already know forward is one of my words. So is balance. These are things I've been saying all 2019, and it's something I've been working on and seeing progress from. I've really been seeing a lot of progress from that. So, I mean, I don't know. I know that's kind of everywhere towards the end of it, but I don't really got too much to say today for the most part. I got other things that I definitely want to try to work on when it comes to certain things that I want to speak about. It's just a matter of learning how to put it in order and execute it and whatnot. And so definitely more things to come. Like I said, this is going to be a very, very short, sweet, and simple spaz. I didn't really want much of anything. I just wanted to come and holler at you guys and give my word. Not that it matters, you know what I'm saying? But hey, somebody going to feel it. This is Spaz.